Jack Navid's there, what are you kicking about, anyhow?
We just don't seem right, that's all.
We had to get someplace for them to sleep, didn't we?
Of course we did. You don't have to tell me that.
Well, the jail's nice and clean, and there's two rooms in it. Two rooms in it, a cell for the men and one for the gals.
Well, of course, ain't no denying that, but
no buts about it. You and me have been paying taxes for years to keep that jail. Appears to me this is about the only one chance we'll ever have to get something for our money.
It wasn't Mayor Schultz and I'm ashamed when you told him you wanted to put these play actors in his jail nights.
Don't guess he liked it any too well, but what could he say?
Well, he might have said no.
Shucks. You don't think I'd let Mayor Schultzheimer stand up and tell me I couldn't put a show company I own in a jail I pay taxes on, do you?
Well, Barney Duke was kind of put out about it.
He was, huh?
Yeah.
What did he say about it?
Said these artists and artists resented things like jails.
Dad Burnett, I don't see no sense in it. Hector Smith ain't any too good to lay in jail, is he?
But Zeb, why'd you have to bring Hector Smith up? We got troubles enough without thinking of him.
Tell you right now, Zeb, we're going to have more trouble if we don't get Hector out of that Spidgeville calaboose.
Dad Burnett, he says he don't want to get out. What do you make of it?
I don't know. Of all the fool things Hector's ever done, appears to me this staying in jail of his own free will is about the worst.
Of course, he ain't exactly staying there of his own free will.
Shucks. I reckon we could get him out by paying a little fine. Mm. Maybe not more than $10 or $15.
Well, then why don't we pay it?
You know that darn well why we don't. We got this show on our hands, and you went and spent all the money.
You can just say whatever you want to about me buying this show. I tell you right now, I'm sold on it, as the feller said.
Yeah, what feller?
Why, you old fool, I don't know what feller.
Then how do you know he said it in the first place?
Dang it, that's just a way of speaking.
If you don't know what the feller or what he said, then don't appear to me you know much about it.
Maybe not. And maybe again, maybe so. You just wait. When that show gets to going again, we'll be strutting around here like bloated millionaires.
Well, huh?
Darn right. Prince Albert coat, fancy vest, and gold walking cane and everything.
That darn fool, you mean to tell me if this show makes money, you're going to rig yourself up in all them fancy get-ups?
You sold all them everyday pants. Got to have something.
Sure. Can't wear but one pair of pants at a time. One's about all a pair of goddesses will hold up.
Don't have to wear the same ones every day, do you?
Fancy clothes is all right for fancy fellas.
I guess I might be a fancy fella if I had the clothes.
You think you would, huh?
Yep. I guess if I had the things to go with it, I'd be a right good figure of man.
Hey, that darn fool, don't you know what you look like?
Well, you should have seen worse lookers. Fellas that whistled when they talked, too.
I don't know who you could be referring to.
Mm.
Now, you look like a churn on still.
Is that so?
I'm looking for Mr. Vince Bottom.
Oh, you have, huh? Yeah, well, if you're looking for him, there he sits, right over there.
Are you Mr. Vince Bottom?
Well, yes, I reckon so.
Are you the friend of Mr. Barney Duke?
Yep, yes, I am.
Do you then say poof?
Huh? What's that?
Poof!
Hear that? Dad Burnett, she said poof.
Shucks, lady, I never done you no harm.
But they don't like Mr. Duke. He been a new good bull.
Well, dagnabbit, lady, is there any reason to poof me?
I am not the lady. I've one great actress.
Well, just hold a minute now. What in tarnation you poof me for just because you don't like this Duke feller?
If you were his friend, I think I have nothing to do with you.
But dagnabbit, you said you wanted to see me. What for?
To tell you I didn't want to talk to you.
Well, I'll be eternally gosh dang if it ain't beyond me, Eb.
I am one great actress. You could not understand the temperament of a great actress.
Shucks, Eb. You ain't used to talking to smart people. Let me have a try at her.
Yeah, that is good. I think they like you. You bet your boots.
See that, Zeb? I got away with the women.
Don't brag too soon.
I think the handsome man must be Mr. Peters.
Yep, that's me.
My hokey, she must be talking about two different fellows, Eb Peters and a handsome man.
Shut up, you old fool. You're just jealous. You know Dad darn well you are.
Don't go bragging too soon. She'll poof you just like she poofed me.
What can I do for you, miss? I didn't catch your name.
I am Heather Hoyt, the great Swedish actress.
Is that so? Then you're in the show my partner and me bought, ain't you?
In the show? I am the show myself.
Well, must be some mistake somewhere. Barney Duke told me he was the whole show.
Keep still, Zeb. Now, Miss Hart, I hope you are comfortable. I want all you folks to be happy, you see.
I like the Yale pretty good. It was your fact living in von Lumber camp.
Well, now that's fine. Dad, I'm glad to hear you say it.
But the grub, Mr. Peters, I think it don't take some out of the beans.
They feed you beans, do they?
Yeah, sure. And you know, beans were no food for an actress.
I've heard as much.
I think I want to eat someplace else.
Well, sure. We ain't got no other place to feed you. That is, except in the store here.
I think that's pretty good. I was so hungry I could eat a horse.
Well, we ain't got no horse for you.
Hey, keep still, Zeb. And up and in that empty cracker barrel there. Get a hold of that. We're going to fix the little lady up with a meal right out of stock here.
Yeah, don't see no sense in it. You know darn well we ain't got no horse meat.
Well, you dad darn fool, you don't know nothing. Her saying she could eat a horse was just a poetic expression, that's all.
Yeah, maybe so, but Mrs. L's a poet and never heard her say anything about eating a horse.
Now there's your table, miss. Zeb, get some of them flour sack dish towels out of stock. We'll fix things up kind of dandy-like, with tablecloth and everything. Make it dainty, Bert.
Yeah, and I'm going to put all this stuff in your ticket, Ed Peters.
Shucks. I guess I'm sport enough to stand that. Mm. I guess I can blow a lady to a dinner now and again. By cracky, I'm ready to go to the limit to give her the kind of meal she wants.
You are you?
Yes, I am. But anyway, as much as 25 or 30 cents worth.
These actresses have a reputation of being big eaters, you know.
Don't pay no attention to him, Miss Hart. Now, what do you have to eat?
I just can't seem to make up my mind.
Well, let's see what we got here on the shelf. There's some nice sliced ham done up in a glass jar. How'd you like that?
It won't fit to eat.
Well, maybe you could eat some nice cold tongue.
I never touch it, Ben, particular.
Yeah, I guess you are. How about a can of artichoke hearts? Guess they's fancy enough for you.
Cow feed.
And how about some strawberry preserves?
Nay.
Some pickled pig's feet.
Nay.
Some peanut butter sandwiches.
Nay.
Some boneless chicken.
Nay.
Sure. I give up.
First sensible thing you've said since you come in.
Now, miss, I can't think of nothing else. Maybe you can suggest something.
That's just dandy. Could I have your what they want?
Yes, so long as we got it here in stock.
Much obliged. Maybe you got some nice mackerel?
Mackerel?
Yeah, sure. That's my favorite fish.
There's some corded up in the back room, Abe, if the cats ain't got it.
Now, just a minute. I want to get this straight. You mean you want some of that salty smoked mackerel?
Yeah, sure. I like fish.
And you have to admit, you get a lot of fish when you get mackerel.
I know it. I just want to get it straight, that's all.
Well, I tell you, I'll go in the back in the storeroom and see if I can dig some up. Goodness knows it's cheap enough.
You'll have to cook it, little Zeb.
Well, I won't neither. There's a stove back there, and I'll put it on. But you can watch it and take it off.
All right, Chuck. Go along, then. Guess we can take care of it right here.
You've a very fine man, Mr. Peters.
Yeah, Chuck. It ain't my idea of food, but if you want it, all right, Chuck. Don't you want something else to kind of finish off the meal?
Yeah, sure. That's a good idea.
Yeah, what would you like for a starter?
Oh, I think I will start with a shrimp cocktail and some Kipper's herring.
I guess we got them both.
And then I think some sardines for salad.
If you still want fish.
And some snacks and whitefish to finish off on.
Well, the mackerel is soaked in water and is in a pan in the oil stove. You can take it off yourself.
All right. Say, wouldn't you mind getting a can of that shrimp cocktail and some Kipper's herring and a couple of cans of sardines, some snacks, and one of them cans of whitefish off the shelf? Get them off there, will you, Zeb?
Dad, burn my hide. Ain't there any other fish you want?
Reckon that's all the kind we got in stock.
Never heard of such a dead-burned idea.
Chuck, you don't reckon you ever run across anyone that really liked fish before, do you? Now, you answer it, Zeb. I'll get the things ready here. Open the can.
Hello. Hello, Squidgeville? Oh, yes. Yes. Wait. Wait just a minute, I say. Wait. Zeb.
What do you want?
It's that constable over in Squidgeville.